Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. Keeping with our current theme of very practical things that we can focus on, things that'll make a difference in our lives, whether it's at home or at work, wherever we are. Today, I want to talk about emerging from setbacks, those things in our life that we don't expect, but that really kind of set us back, make us rethink, make us reprioritize, loss, grief, so many different things involved in setbacks. And that's where I want to focus today. And there's a very specific reason behind that. And I'll share that with you in a minute. Setbacks are inevitable. They're universal experiences that we all face at different points in our life and in our work. It doesn't matter. They can be personal. They can be professional, financial. They can be relational. Setbacks can be defined as unexpected disruptions or even reversals in our progress, which bring frustration, they bring uncertainty, sometimes even deep discouragement. Understanding these experiences, and more importantly, knowing how to emerge stronger from them, is a critical skill that can be profoundly influential in both our personal and professional lives. So that's what I really want to focus on right now. Now, what are the types of setbacks? Let me go ahead and just kind of line out some of the things that you may have experienced in your own life. Personal setbacks, health issues, relationship breakdowns, maybe family crisis. Professional setbacks, job loss, missed promotions, business failures, conflict within teams. Financial setbacks, unexpected expenses, debt, or maybe even investment losses. And then there's emotional setbacks. Why did I leave that one till last? Because it doesn't matter what kind of setback you have, emotional setbacks are going to be a part of that. Emotions are a natural response to having a setback of some kind. And that can be anxiety, it can be depression, it can be burnout. It can be so many different types of emotions that really are difficult to emerge from, that we tend maybe to cycle in at times, especially if there's something we don't feel like we have control over. And by the way, control may be a tangible thing in some ways, but in a lot of ways, a feeling of control is an emotion. So each different type of setback presents its own unique challenges, but they share a commonality in their emotional impact. That's what we were just talking about. And they disrupt our sense of stability and direction. So let me share some of my setbacks, and you may or may not have similar experiences. I have had setbacks in job loss over the years. I've had businesses that didn't do as well as I wanted them to. I've had relationships that went in a different direction, so to speak. But probably the toughest setbacks for me to deal with are the ones where I've lost somebody close to me. And many of you are in the same boat. It's not a club anybody wants to join. But bottom line, I've lost my oldest son. I've lost two nieces. I've lost a nephew. And yesterday was my birthday. And it was a very good day. I got to spend it with my wife and my daughter and my granddaughter. They took me out to dinner, and it was lovely. And then later in the evening, I got a call that my brother was diagnosed with an aggressive brain tumor, and the prognosis is not good. And so we go through life, and we have these setbacks. It's how we deal with setbacks that define who we are. And yes, I'm struggling. I'm sharing with you some very emotional things that I know are tied directly to uncertainty and fear and anxiety and frustration and even some anger in there. But you know what? There's very little I can do to change the situation with my brother and his health. But what I can do is support him and his wife and his family. I can be there for them. I can do whatever I can to help them through what is going to have to be an incredibly emotional time frame for them. Now, we are people of faith. We will pray like you wouldn't believe. And we will pray for miracles of healing. But even if that doesn't happen, then this is something in life that adds to the richness of our life, even if there's loss involved. And that's kind of the whole point of this podcast episode. How do we emerge from setbacks? Whatever that setback must be. Let's dive deeper into that and really try to figure out how can we turn the tables on these setbacks and come out stronger. Well, first, I think we have to focus on what happens naturally when you experience a setback. Setbacks typically trigger a very predictable emotional cycle. Initially, individuals experience shock and denial, finding it difficult to accept the reality of what's happened. This is often followed by anger and frustration, where individuals may blame themselves or others for the circumstances. And then after that, sadness or despair may set in, leading to feelings of low morale and loss of hope, you know, very little optimism. And then over time, reflection and acceptance begin as individuals gradually come to terms with reality. Now, some of you may recognize that as the old grief cycle. Being trained in grief counseling myself, what I can say to you is there's a lot of truth in the different phases of that cycle, but I don't believe it actually works in a cycle. I believe that you experience different things at different times, and you may feel like you're regressing and, wow, oh, wait a minute, I thought I was through these emotions. Why am I revisiting that? And let me just share a couple of things with you that I've learned. Number one, everybody deals with grief in their own way and with loss and setbacks in their own unique way. There isn't any one right way to do that, to manage that setback or that loss or that grief. Number two, when the emotions come, think of yourself standing about waist deep in the ocean with the waves coming in. Think of those waves then as emotions. When those emotions come in, when you get hit by a wave of emotions, what do? You lean into it. Don't fight it. Don't try to overpower it, because that's not going to happen. Let the emotions flow over you and then let them flow past you. It's okay to feel those things. Don't beat yourself up if you're having waves of emotions. It's very normal. We've had a lot of loss in our family. And I really don't want to say I'm very practiced at it, because that's a kind of a horrible way to look at things, but I've watched myself and I've watched other people deal with the loss of loved ones. And remember, we're also talking about loss of a job, financial losses, any kind of loss, relationship losses. All of this is in this setback category. And how can we develop this skill to emerge from setbacks faster, stronger, and better? That's what the focus is. So the first thing is don't beat yourself up. Then you can start to accept, you can start to move forward. What does that do? It enables a more objective look at the situation. So the emotions, it's very difficult. The way our brains work, when you experience something, emotions are triggered first. Then that goes into the frontal part of your brain, the prefrontal cortex, and what we call the executive part of your brain or your rational brain. That's the filter that you put on the emotional information you're getting from your emotions. So when those work together, you can be more objective. And I am not saying suppress your emotions. That's a bad thing to do. You don't want to suppress your emotions. You don't want to overly express your emotions. You want to navigate them. You want to respond appropriately. Now, the way we do that is to allow our emotional brain and our rational brain to work together to get our best outcomes. And when you're in a setback situation where there's loss and all of the emotions involved, those strong emotions can overpower your rational thinking. Have you ever said to yourself, oh my gosh, I can't even think straight, or there's just too much going on, I can't think? That's when emotions are overpowering your ability to access the rational part of your brain and your higher cognitive functions. And all of that means slow down, let the emotions pass, and then get to a place where you can be more objective, you can apply more of your rational skills with your emotional skills, your emotional intelligence, and you can make decisions again. You can think at higher levels again. And that adjustment or recovery period are very practical steps that you take toward getting solutions and really regaining your momentum. Understanding the cycle that we just talked about helps to normalize emotional responses, and it also reassures us that these emotions are temporary and they're manageable. That's so very important. These things are not permanent. They're not there forever. When you lose a loved one, it's tough, and I get that, and I still long to spend time with my parents and grandparents, with my son, with my nieces and nephew, you know, with other people that I've lost that were close to me. Sure, I still have those feelings, but they aren't completely overwhelming. I can function. I can move forward. And frankly, they're a part of life. And it is where my faith has helped me really more than anything to deal with those really significant events where there is a lot of emotional load and there is a lot of stuff to work through. Honestly, I think if you don't have that kind of faith, I don't know how you get through some things in life. Well, I guess I do. You know, there are less healthy ways to approach avoiding those feelings or dealing with those feelings or whatever. But, you know, I think for me, I'm going to go the faith route. Okay, so let's now focus on the emotional environment that we might experience in setbacks. They create a turbulent emotional environment, which is characterized a lot by fear and uncertainty. Those are probably the two biggest, fear and uncertainty. about the future, about perceived loss of control. People who grapple with doubt and self-criticism, they can question their abilities or their past decisions. All of this stuff starts to happen during the emotional environment that's triggered by setbacks and losses. You can feel isolated. People sometimes sense that they're alone, or maybe they're misunderstood, or nobody understands their struggles. This is where depression and other things can set in. And additionally, setbacks commonly lead to reduced motivation. And I know that's true. I mean, just from personal experience, I know that it takes me a few days when I get news like I got yesterday. It takes me a few days to regain my momentum and my motivation. It just feels like it drains you. Now, I have built a lot of skills, emotional intelligence skills, dealing with those emotions. I built a lot of internal resources like agility and resilience and things like that that are going to help me move forward faster, because I know that I have created a mindset that helps me navigate these difficult things and move forward. And I hope to pass that on to you so that you can create the mindset and the internal resources you need to deal with the setbacks in your life. And we all have them. So this is an important skill. It's well worth developing this skill. So how does emotional intelligence come in here? I think that's an important thing we need to focus on, because setbacks are one of the primary areas of emotional generation, where emotions are generated. And if we think about it, emotional intelligence skills can be a powerful ally in helping us to navigate these setbacks. If we look at what this is, it starts with self-awareness. If we can recognize the emotions we're having, we can accurately allow ourselves to address the root causes of those emotions rather than just the symptoms. And it also means if we can recognize that in the root cause, we can make a choice point where we don't just go back and cycle through the same thing over and over and over and over. Are you going to have these waves of emotions come at you when you're having a setback of some kind? Sure you are. That is normal. It's natural. We all deal with it in our own way. But the reality of that is we can do a better job of moving forward if we understand our own emotions and our own patterns. Then when it comes to self-regulation, which is managing our emotional responses, this helps us avoid impulsive reactions and it fosters thoughtful decision-making. This is really important when you're having very strong emotions, and especially if those are cycling for you, because you don't want to make big decisions when you're not in your best mind to make those decisions. And that's why self-regulation is so important. Maybe you just put up a roadblock that says, you know what, there are certain decisions I am not going to make until I am in a better place mentally, until my emotions are in a better place. There is nothing wrong with that, but you can't get stuck in those emotional cycles. You do need to reach acceptance and be able to move forward. Then there's intrinsic motivation. Cultivating this internal drive encourages resilience, hopeful outlook, which helps even despite the setback. This is when I talk about internal resources. Resilience, optimism, intrinsic motivation. Those are internal resources you can build up today to help you deal with setbacks tomorrow, a week from now, a month from now, a year from now. The more of those internal resources you have, the more that you create a mindset of navigating setbacks. And setbacks can be a mistake that you make. A lot of people hate making mistakes, right? Or they like avoid conflict with every bone in their body. Well, those are setbacks that we can prepare ourselves for to be better equipped to deal with those things. And then there's empathy. Understanding yourself compassionately during these struggles and these setbacks, which fosters self-care. It's so important. Self-care in these times is so critical. And empathy from others helps build a supportive relationship. And you need that. Anytime we're going through setbacks, we are created to be in community with other people. It is so natural, especially for men, to push other people away when they're experiencing a setback. Do you know why? It's guilt, it's shame. And honestly, from a faith-based perspective, that's the enemy getting in your head and just saying, you're not worth it. You are worthless. You shouldn't have any hope. Just stop. Just don't go there. Don't allow yourself to be drug into that trap. The reality is you are worth it. You have great worth and value. You have purpose for your life, whether it's apparent right now or not. The key here is future focus. And empathy is going to help you get there faster. And if you have a supportive group of people around you, that's going to help as well. And then that ties directly into the last emotional intelligence skill set, which is social skills. Communicating effectively, seeking support from other people, that helps provide emotional relief and practical solutions. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're going to talk about next, is solutions. When facing setbacks, a lot of people have different ways they approach it. We can adopt several practical emotional intelligence-based strategies. First, pause and reflect by briefly stepping back to assess the emotional impact that's happening for you before you respond to something. Activities like journaling or quiet reflection, meditation, mindfulness, those can be extremely helpful. Next, seek perspective by consulting trusted friends, mentors, coaches, whoever you have, where you can gain objective insights. This is the worst time to push people away. Now, I'm not saying embrace everybody, but if you trust somebody, embrace the people you trust in these times and get over yourself when it comes to not asking for help. And I admit, I'm bad at this, as a lot of people are. We don't like to ask for help. Oh, I should be able to do this on my own. Oh, I should be able to... You know what I've learned over the years? That's nonsense. You use the people in your life that God has put there to help you. Now, you may not be a believer. You may not have a faith walk, and that's okay. God has still put people in your life to help you. Whether you believe that or not, those people are there. Another helpful step is to reframe the situation in your mind. Reframe it. Think about it in different ways. That can be very helpful. Seeing the setback as an opportunity for growth rather than simply a failure or a mistake, that really helps. And there may be questions like, what can I learn from this? Maybe that helps you start to reframe it a bit. If you can identify small steps forward by breaking things down into manageable action steps, that can help you restore confidence. You know what I tell people when I do grief counseling? Some days it's a day at a time, and some days it's an hour at a time, and some days it's a minute at a time. We just do our best with what we have in that moment. And don't miss the small victories that come when you're able to get yourself out of bed and take a shower, or you go for a walk, or you spend a few minutes reading a book that is helpful. Those are the kinds of things a lot of people might look at and say, oh, it's not a big deal. I guarantee you, when you're in setback mode, when you're having grief, loss, when you're feeling these emotions of fear, uncertainty, frustration, judgment, all of these things that just cycle in you and they're non-productive cycles, anything you can do that's positive, fix yourself a healthy meal, exercise a little bit, anything you can do that's positive is helpful. Practice mindfulness regularly to check in on where you are emotionally. That's what mindfulness is. It's stopping and being mindful of how you're feeling, what thoughts are going through your head, what's going on for you. That's going to help reduce stress, and it's going to speed up your ability to move forward, which is exactly what we want to do. Okay, let's talk for a minute about the importance of developing this skill of emerging from setbacks. Developing this helps us to navigate setbacks in a way that allows us to move forward more quickly and more productively. That's really the overall goal, isn't it? Setbacks are going to happen. They happen to everybody. That's life. But the reality is, different people deal with setbacks in different ways. And there are more effective ways to deal with setbacks and the emotional drivers that come out of a setback that you can start to move forward faster and more productively. And that's what we want. We want to strengthen this skill so it not only reduces the time you spend feeling stuck or overwhelmed, but also so it fosters greater emotional resilience and adaptability. The fact that I can talk to you today the way that I am is an example of how I have become more resilient, more agile, more adaptable through all of the setbacks I've gone through in my life. Because I am very close to my brother. We have had some amazing times together in the last couple of decades and really enjoyed each other's company. And I know that the journey's not over yet, and I know there's time still. But the reality is, and let me just stop for a minute and share with you, don't let setbacks diminish the quality time you have with the people you love. Don't get so deep in your own head and your own problems that you forget that there are other people in your life and there is great joy to be had in spending time with those people. So as we think about developing and strengthening this skill of emerging from setbacks, if you can master this skill, you're going to be better equipped to handle future challenges. You're going to have less emotional distress, and you're going to have more confidence. That's probably a pretty good list, isn't it? You're also going to be able to cultivate resilience, which is going to enhance your overall well-being. It increases self-efficacy. It promotes a more positive, hopeful outlook on life, making setbacks stepping stones rather than barriers. That's what we're trying to do here. Are they difficult? Are they challenging? Absolutely. But we can use them to our benefit even when they don't feel comfortable. So let's finish this up with a couple of things that I think are really important, which is building resilience and optimism, those internal resources I've talked about. The ability to bounce back from adversity is strengthened through consistent emotional intelligence practices. Optimism, believing that setbacks are temporary and solvable, is a core component of resilience. They are tied directly together. That is so important. Both of those things are then going to impact your motivation, your intrinsic motivation. So how do we cultivate optimism? First, gratitude. Be thankful for the good things in your life. Identify aspects of your life where you can be thankful, where you can shift your mindset from scarcity to abundance. Positive visualization. I know a lot of people think, oh, that's New Age stuff and everything. No, it's not. It's been around forever. If you can imagine successful outcomes, it's going to reinforce your belief in your ability to overcome these difficulties and these setbacks. And then learning orientation. I cannot express to you how important keeping a growth mindset is, even during times of setback. If you can adopt a mindset focused on growth, then instead of being defeated by these things, you can overcome them and you can learn from them and you can get stronger. So as we proactively enhance our emotional intelligence, our resilience, our adaptability, setbacks start to transform from obstacles to experiences that bring us value. Even when they're not comfortable, even when there's loss involved, they can still benefit us if we choose to. And that's the key. You live in the emotional environment that you choose. Emotions, the intensity, go away in about 6 seconds or so. But if you decide to stay and recycle and recycle and what happened and the emotions get triggered again and again and again, all you're doing is creating neural pathways, reinforcing those negative cycles, and that's not what you want. You want to reinforce the positive cycles, the internal resources that are going to help you get through these setbacks and really see them as, I don't want to say they're great opportunities, but they can be opportunities, opportunities to learn, opportunities to grow, to become more resilient, to enhance your well-being, to make better decisions in life, and to look around at those you love and say, I choose to spend time with you. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.